This is episode 11 of season 4's Hidden Game. We have replaced one of the words in this episode. That word is a clue. Enjoy the show.
Hey honey, who's that dude who makes haikus? A game show rules that'll stump Doctor Who. The same one comes to mind, that's a rare find. With questions that's designed to intertwine your mind. It's that captain, game show, never the same flow. Winners on the menu, but it's never the same goal. Just funning with some friends who end up contestants. Keeping them guessing in this three-round session. I confess, it's the best thing that's not on TV. Transform pop culture into social graffiti. It's me, the DB, the hip-hop advocate. They asked for a theme song, so I took a stab at it. Crafted like magic and handled till it's done. Flame broad like steak discovered in A1 with the size of a whole cosmic potato. We could get down if you're willing and able, but you gotta be quick with it and quick with it. Improv on demand, the host gets sick with it. Trust me, there's no need for an alter ego. You know, we know, it's just Captain Game Show.
What's shaking, ladies, gentlemen, all and none of the above, and welcome to another episode of Captain Game Show. You know, people keep asking me how long I intend to do this show, and I always tell them the same thing. Given that what we call time is really just our meager linear perception of events based on a rudimentary cognition of cause, effect, and circumstantial progression, any answer that I might give you in this quote-unquote moment would ultimately be, if not wholly inaccurate, ostensibly confusing. Which, of course, is the same thing I already told them a few years from now. Let's meet tonight's guests. Philip.
The one and only, except for my brother and sister.
Brandon.
Hello.
And Josh.
Thanks for having me. Sorry for being late.
I believe we just discussed that time has no meaning.
True. Sorry. You're welcome for being early.
Thank you. This is Captain Game Show, which is the trivia wordplay pop culture podcast on the Infinite Potato Alliance Network. Tonight's episode will have three rounds of trivia and or wordplay, one round of intermission improv. The games will be explained before the players play, and I will usually, but not always, let someone try to steal if someone misses their question. And I think that's really all you need to know. Games will be assigned or they'll be buzz in. But again, I will explain each game before the start of the game. Everybody good?
We good.
I'm still confused about the time thing.
Round one. I call this game Scrabblegrams.
Fight.
This is based on one of my favorite board games, Scrabble. I'll give you guys 7 letters. Every answer this round is a word that you can spell using those letters. You will not use every letter every time, and you can only use each letter once per answer. I'll give you the part of speech and the clue, i.e. a definition, and you give me the correct word. You must tell me the answer, and you must spell the answer. And these questions will be assigned. Your letters are as follows. L, as in lake. I, as in iceberg. D, as in delta. A, as in aquatic. T, as in tide. E, as in, crap. Everglades. Uh-huh. And C, as in coastal.
I'm sensing a theme here.
That's how I do. That's the game I get to play. Your letters, again. LIDATEC. I give you the part of speech, I will define the word, you tell me the word, and spell the word. Philip, we'll start with you. adjective or past tense verb. As an adjective, it means to be in possession of a flexible rear appendage. As a verb, it means followed.
I have to spell it?
Yes, say it and then spell it.
Tail, T-A-I-L.
Past tense.
Oh, verb. Sorry, wait. What? Past tense? Okay. Tailed, T-A-I-L-E-D.
Correct. Brandon. Noun. The foods a person eats, or adjustment of those foods in order to achieve a particular result.
A diet, D-I-E-T.
Yes. Josh. Noun. A trainee in an armed service or police force.
C-A-D-E-T, cadet.
Yes. Philip. Noun. A chemical substance that neutralizes alkalis and turns litmus red.
Acid, A-C-I-D.
Yes. Brandon. Noun. A design prepared on special paper for transfer onto another surface, such as glass, porcelain, or metal. A fancy name for a sticker.
A decal, D-E-C-A-L.
Yep. Josh? Past tense verb. To score well on a test, especially when done with relatively little effort. Past tense.
Philip DeSteele.
Oh boy. How much time do I have?
To score well on a test, especially when done with relatively little effort.
Eight. I ate that test.
I like that. I like
that. That's the new answer. Sorry.
Philip.
Aced. A-C-E-D.
Oh.
Yes.
You know, the kids do say, like, oh, he ate.
Yeah, no, I'm aware.
Okay.
Philip, this is yours.
I'm sorry that I'm done with the kids.
Verb. To make or become wider, larger, or more open. Like the side effect many drugs have on pupils.
Brandon for the steal.
Dilate. D-I-L-A-T-E.
Yes. Brandon. Noun or adjective. As a noun, a small restaurant. As an adjective, the type of meat that one might buy at such a restaurant.
Philip to steal.
Josh to steal too.
Brandon?
I'm still here.
Do you have an answer?
Well, no, I don't have one of those, but I'm working on it. I guess Philip's going to have to get another point.
I'm going to give it to Josh.
D-E-L-I, deli.
Oh. It's always like, you couldn't think of that? Come on. Like, right after you give it away, it's like, well, yes, that was clearly the answer.
All right. And last question actually goes to Josh. Noun. An official order or proclamation issued by a person in authority.
Brandon to steal.
Three seconds, Josh.
This isn't it, but C-I-T-E, cite. He cited really hard.
Brandon.
Edict. E-D-I-C-T.
Oh, well done.
Correct. Nice.
So,
all right.
So really, at that point, Philip just is Philip still had one? Anyway, sorry. Cut this out. Ignore me.
Don't worry about it. Round two.
Round two.
I call this game Slow balls. Fight.
I'm scared.
In this round, I will ask you very easy trivia questions. So easy, in fact, that I'll be asking them one word at a time. Your mission, if you choose to accept it, is to be the first one to figure out what the question is, buzz in by saying your name, and answer that question to earn the point. This game works best, in fact, it probably only works at all, if I give you guys a general category. Today, your category is the theater.
Now, I have a question. Are you going to go with the first person that says their name, or the person you just want to pick?
So salty.
Fair question. Is the first person who says their name, probably. If it makes a difference to you, everyone is treated fairly, even if they are treated unfairly fairly. In other words, the advantage that went to Josh this time would go to anybody in Josh's position.
Well, fuck off then.
As it has gone as it has gone to you in the past.
I don't like that. I like where I was before.
That's fine.
Heavy is the head that wears the blue shell.
Oh.
To go further into detail, Josh did not earn a point with 8, but I did like the answer. So you got a half a point. Half points are used basically like, you know, as little tiebreakers or as, they're like power-ups.
They're style points. Let's be honest. That's what they are.
They're style points. So the conjunction of the scores as they sat at that moment and Josh having a half point in his pocket allowed him the opportunity to answer the question. Didn't necessarily mean he was going to get it, but he had a chance to answer the question first. Slow balls.
Fight.
Okay. Again, overall category for all of these is the theater. Here we go. This, Lloyd.
Brandon.
Weber. Brandon.
Phantom of the Opera.
No.
Dang it.
This, Lloyd. Weber. Play. Is. About. Dancing animals.
Philip. Cats.
Correct. Next one. This play based on a Disney film stars characters like Shinzi, Nala,
Josh. What is Lion King?
That's correct. He doesn't need to be informed about it.
I don't know why I did that, but it felt right.
Next one. This, Andrew, Lloyd, Weber, play is about our groovy Lord
Philip.
Philip.
Jesus Christ Superstar.
Yes. Next one. this. Andrew. Lloyd. Weber. Play.
Brandon.
Brandon.
Phantom of the Opera. I'm just going to keep going with this
one. Correct.
Yes. It had to be right eventually.
Probably would have been right eventually. Next one. This man was the nemesis of Alexander.
Josh.
Josh.
Aaron Burr.
Correct. In Romeo and Juliet, this is the last name of Romeo's family.
Josh.
Brandon. I'm just going to throw that out there too.
Philip.
Montague?
That's correct.
It's a 50-50 shot.
Yeah.
This musical features the songs of Swedish.
Josh.
Josh.
Mamma Mia.
Correct.
There we go again.
Next one. This man was the nemesis of ex-con Jean.
Josh.
Josh.
Javert.
Yes. Last one. The character who dies in Death of
Philip.
Josh.
Philip.
William Loman.
Correct. Good job. All right. Normally, I would saunter into intermission improv with a bunch of flowery language, but again, clock is ticking. Tonight, you guys will be playing Can I Have a Word?
Test your might.
This is the intermission improv game in which I come up with some concept or situation that I expect most or all of you to be familiar with. But to the best of my knowledge, there is no word for in the English language, at least not yet. Tonight, you guys will need to give me a word for when you're asleep, you've been asleep and you've been having a cool dream and you wake up just a little bit. You wake up enough to know that you're awake, but not fully. And so you're trying to work your way back into the dream and basically pick up where you left off. I need a word for that situation. It can be a noun, it can be a verb, it can be an adjective. Come up with a word for that and use it in a sentence. I was dreaming about so-and-so. I woke up a little bit. I tried to get back to the dream. What's the name for what I did? or tried to do. I guess what you did, because the trying is the trying. The trying is the thing. The doing is the thing. The trying is to do the thing. Okay. This is not the kind of intermission improv where I set the clock and let you guys go. This is the kind of intermission improv where I set the task and I check back in with you at the end of the show after round three has been completed. So depending on your perspective, you either have more time or less time to work on it. Because while you're doing that, you'll also be doing this. Round three.
Final round.
New game. New game on the podcast. But it's not a very complicated game. I call this game Love Songs.
Fight!
I almost called it A Mouthful of Love, but...
Yikes.
Yeah. So one of the games that, let's say, players take the most issue with that I play on the show is called Groot Sings the Hits. In that game, I will sing the melody to some song that I expect them to be familiar with, but I replace the lyrics with the words, I am Groot. Contestants claim that it's difficult to think about what the song is because the words are distracting. So never let it be said that I don't listen.
I don't think that's why we complain, but go ahead.
It's the complaint that I hear most often.
So he says.
So for this game, I'm basically going to reverse that. I will recite the lyrics to a song with no melody at all. So already pretty easy. And if that weren't easy enough, I am going to confine the realm of what these songs can be, because every song that I will say the lyrics to will be a song that has the word love in the title. That's really all you need to know. I think I'm gonna assign these. And yeah. You guys are all Gen X, right? I mean, sorry, you're all millennials, right?
That I am.
Oh, this is gonna be fun. All right, here we go. Let's start with you, Brandon. You're the one that I've been waiting for. Gotta quit this crying. Nobody's gonna heal me if I don't open the door. Kinda hard to believe. Gotta have faith in me. Freak out, freak out, freak out, freak out. Look at me. Get down, get down, get down, get down. Look at me. Freak out, freak out, freak out, freak out. Look at me now.
That would be Lady Gaga with Stupid Love.
Nice. Correct. Josh. When I talk to my friends so quietly, who he think he is? Look at what you did to me. Tennis shoes. Don't even need to buy a new dress if you ain't there. Ain't nobody else to impress. It's the way that you know what I thought I knew. It's the beat that my heart skips when I'm with you. But I still don't understand just how your love can do what no one else can.
Is that Your Love Is My Drug?
No.
Philip?
Philip.
Gosh. Is that Crazy in Love?
It is.
Oh, God damn it. Slender Beyonce.
Philip, this is yours. There's nothing you can know that isn't known. Nothing you can see that isn't shown. There's nowhere you can be that isn't where you're meant to be. It's easy.
Brandon for the steal.
All you need is love.
Yeah, just building the suspense.
No, I was trying to match which Beatles song it was.
Understandable. Brandon. Thought that last one was easy. I gotta be cool, relax, get hip, and get on my tracks. Take a back seat, hitchhike, and take a long ride on my motorbike.
Crazy little thing called love.
Yeah. Josh. I saw the signs and I ignored it. Rose-colored glasses all distorted. Set fire to my purpose and I let it burn. You got off on the hurting when it wasn't yours. Yeah. We'd always go into it blindly. I needed to lose you to find me. This dancing was killing me softly. I needed to hate you to love me.
Brandon for the steal.
Brandon can steal.
Brandon.
This is by Selena Gomez. It's Lose You to Love Me.
Yeah.
I'm proud to say I've never heard that song.
It's fine. It's a perfectly fine pop song.
Fair.
I only listen to her stuff with the scene.
Phillip. You're making me go, then making me stay. Why do you hurt me so bad? It would help me to know, do I stand in your way? Or am I the best thing you've had? Believe me. Believe me, I can't tell you why, but I'm trapped by your love and I'm chained to your side.
Lashed by Sam Smith. I don't know.
Brandon?
I was going to say, Brandon's probably got the best shot at this. Brandon?
Well, it's funny that you said best shot, because Pat Benatar said that they're not singing Hit Me With Your Best Shot because of political things, but this one is not that song. This is Love Is a
Battlefield
by Pat Benatar, right?
It is.
Did you say best shot on purpose?
I did not.
Give yourself half a point for that, John. I think you deserve it.
Brandon, this is yours. An angel's smile is what you sell. You promised me heaven, then put me through hell. That's probably enough, right?
Yeah. You give love a bad name. Bon Jovi.
Bon Jovi. For the record, though, the particular artist, you know, a lot of these have been remade, so you just need to give me the name of the song. Josh.
Uh-huh.
This was all you, none of it me. You put your hands all over my body and told me, you told me you were ready for the big one, for the big jump. I'd be your last love, everlasting. You and me. That was what you told me. I'm giving you up. I've forgiven it all. You set me free.
Love don't cost a thing.
Oh, I'm sorry, but no.
I'm aware.
Philip?
Philip.
You give good love?
No.
Brandon.
Brandon.
I don't know. So this is Adele.
Sing it.
Nope. Not going to do that.
You're saying Bon Jovi.
Well, I mean, there's a difference between singing Bon Jovi and Adele. Just saying. I'm going, is it Send My Love?
Send My Love is correct.
Yes. I'll have to tell my wife that her taste in music's paid off for me tonight.
So that was for Josh, right? So Philip, this is yours. Although loneliness has always been a friend of mine, I'm leaving my life in your hands. People say I'm crazy, that I'm blind, risking it all in a glance. And how you got me blind is still a mystery. I can't get you out of my head. I don't care what's written in your history, as long as you're here with me.
The theme to Daredevil. I have no idea.
Brandon. As long as you love me.
Yeah.
It's Backstreet Boys. I know my 90s boy bands, apparently.
Apparently. All right, Brandon, this is yours. Now I've got to run away. I've got to get away. You don't really want any more from me. To make things right, you need someone to hold you tight. And you think love is to pray. But I'm sorry, I don't pray that way.
You really had to go with one that I'm not going to know the answer to on my turn? Thanks.
You absolutely know what this is. She just never heard the lyrics that way. At least I'm
okay. Say it again.
Before I do, does anyone want to try to steal it? All right. Rereading.
Do run away. That one? Huh. Okay, sorry.
No question.
So go ahead and reread.
Now I know I've got to run away. I've got to get away. You don't really want any more from me. To make things right, you need someone to hold you tight. And you think love is to pray. But I'm sorry, I don't pray that way.
Once I ran to you. Now, okay, I do know this one. I wouldn't have gotten this if you hadn't have said something, though. This is Tainted Love. I have no idea who it's by, though.
Soft Cell.
It is Tainted Love by Soft Cell. I'll give you a half point for a Soft Cell. Although, it's a cover from, an old... it doesn't matter.
Young man named Calvin Klein.
All right, so that was Brandon, so this is Josh.
Oh, boy.
I'm not loving you the way I wanted to. What I had to do had to run from you. I'm in love with you, but the vibe is wrong, and that haunted me all the way home. So you never know, never, never know, never know enough till it's over. Love. Till we lose control, system overload. Screaming. No, 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 no.
Philip to steal.
Love the way you lie.
No.
I know. Philip.
Love lockdown.
Love lockdown is correct. I was this close to putting Love the Way You Lie on here, though, Josh. Literally, this song replaced that song. So you're picking up.
You're going to stand there and watch me burn.
Yeah, I almost put it in there.
Just going to stand there and watch me burn.
Philip, last one is yours. It's been said and done. Every beautiful thought's been already sung. And I guess right now, here's another one. So your melody will play on and on with the best of them. You are beautiful, like a dream come alive, incredible, a centerfold miracle, lyrical. You saved my life again. And I want you to know, baby.
Centerfold by Jay Gosman. I don't know.
Not correct. Brandon, you've been doing well this round. You wanna?
I have, and I think I know who it is, but I don't know the name of the song.
I stopped right before the chorus, so if you want to pick it up.
Is that the title? Love You Like a Love Song?
That is the title, yes. Nice.
They say that phrase a lot. That makes sense.
They do. So I had to stop. That's pretty much the whole rest of the song. Okay, all right. Seems got potential. Got potential.
Just not with
won't
me.
Use love every time. I'll mix it up, but I can work. What? Who? What?
Nothing. Keep going.
All right. So that was the last question of the last round, which means it's time to circle back and get your responses to today's intermission improv. Namely, I needed a word for when you've been asleep and you were in the middle of a dream, but you wake up enough to stop the dream, but not enough to be fully awake. What is the name of it when you try to get back to the dream that you were having? Josh, what do you got?
I have to use it in a sentence too, right?
I'd appreciate it.
The word I came up with is redrifting. And in a sentence, it'd be like, oh crap, I just woke up, but I was really enjoying that dream. I'm going to redrift back to sleep.
Nice. Okay. Philip.
I don't really feel fully recovered. It's more like a premature anapination.
Well played. And Brandon.
Do you suffer from narrative sleep deficit disorder? If so, go back to bed.
I was told that it had to be a word.
Word or phrase.
Okay. All right, give me a second, watch a little. Ooh, all right. Final scores. Josh, 12 points.
Gentleman's 12.
Gentleman's 12. A noble dozen. Brandon, 17 points.
It was those love songs, dang it.
Philip, 16 points.
Oh, I thought I was going second because I was... Anyway.
It's almost like if I had gotten to answer.
It's almost like what?
It's almost as if I had gotten to answer when I called in the first time. Would have been a tie and you could have had an extra question.
I suppose. Mm. Brandon. That's a nice winner.
Does Philip get any extra points for anything? You've got so many guests that get extra points at this point.
All the extra points have been attributed.
Okay.
He got something for something, and it's already been added. Again, the system may seem fluid, but I promise you that even in that, it is consistent and applies to everyone equally.
It's a system working as intended.
Brandon, congratulations.
Thank you.
Is there anything you would like to pitch, plug, and or promote?
Yeah, I just started a new podcast. It is called Storybot Chronicles, and it is AI-generated bedtime stories or car stories, depending on what it is, for young children. There's, funnily enough, I found a statistic that said 39% of kids don't like interacting with their parents in the car. And so, you know, you got to do something if your kids don't want to interact with you. Turn on an AI-generated story podcast. StoryBotChronicles.com. It's a lot of fun listening to AI-generated craziness.
Nice. We support the AI agenda here on Camping Asia. Philip.
I'm going to promote Athletic Mania, which is really just a website, but it's wrapped inside of an iOS and iPad and I think some Android games. And if you manage to not spend money in the various honeypots that exist in the game, it's just like a fun action adventure tap grinding with RPG elements version of sprinting, which is something that I've been looking for some time, so I'm glad it exists.
So
I love an RPG sports game.
Okay. What's the name of it?
Athletic Mania.
Athletic Mania. All right, nice. And last but certainly not least, Josh.
You can check out my work at the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette at post-gazette.com. I cover movies, TV, pop culture, other things. Not just things related to Pittsburgh, but some things that actual people might care about too. So, yeah, just hop on over and enjoy.
As for me, you can find other episodes of Captain Game Show, wherever you found this episode of Captain Game Show, presumably. Please subscribe to it, rate it, review it. That actually helps other people find it on the internet. Captain Game Show has been nominated for Best Game or Hobby Podcast. Please go to podcastawards.com and select Captain Game Show as your pick for Game or Hobby Podcast of the Year. That would be fantastic. Also, speaking of AIs, you heard Archibald, the AI assistant to the network at the very beginning of the show, and at some point during the show, replacing one of the words. For 20 episodes, one of the words will be replaced. And at the end of that time, after the 20th episode is released, I'll release one short episode that explains how you can rearrange these words, solve a little puzzle, win the prize that is this year's hidden game. I think that covers all the bases. Again, I am sincerely honored that Captain Game Show has been nominated, and it would be great if I can, you know, justify spending as much time and effort as I do on this podcast to the voices in my head that constantly tell me I have better things to do. I think a prize would do the trick. So help me out, guys. That, I believe, concludes today's broadcast day. Josh, Philip, Brandon, thank you as always for playing.
Thank you.
Thanks, Sean.
You're welcome.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to this episode of Captain Game Show. I love you like a love song.
After credit bonus scene.
I didn't say the guests are dude heavy. I said the show is dude heavy.
I guess.
And again, my shows, because not you have different balances in other episodes. I'm telling you, if I pull up my roster for my shows.
As both of you know, there's people that I plan to be on the shows, and then there's people who can actually come onto the show. So I can't say that you're wrong. I can only say that I make the effort.
You're saying women are flaky. Got it.
It's recorded too.
I'm glad it's recorded because I didn't say it.
After credit bonus scene.
I texted him this afternoon. I let him know the time was changing. He said that should be good. And I said, great. Now all I need to do is write some questions. And he said, LOL, I'll be ready for them. DNA test has determined that's a lie.
After credit bonus scene.
Josh. I don't have time for this. I have to go to get them from the airport.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey. Sorry about that. Everyone...
You're not the first. Does everyone have something to write with and on?
Let me just grab a pad and paper real quick. I'll take like a minute.
Yeah. You ever have nightmares that you're still in school?
Oh, that was the wrong button.
Yeah, there's no. I'm putting a ban on that right now.
Oh, I know. That's why I'm doing it before the show.
You don't have to do it at all.
After credit bonus scene.
I used to listen to over 100 podcasts a week. I'm probably at like 15 now.
Now, 100 different episodes or 100 different series?
I mean, both.
That sounds like a chore to me. That sounds like I got to get through these.
It wasn't as much of a chore, just as it was like, hey, my job doesn't use all of my brain, so I might as well listen to some other things. And oh, I've got an hour commute every day. I'll fill those with things. And then when you listen to things at almost four times speed, you can get a lot of podcasts in an hour.
Do you enjoy that?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Well, I've found that I don't enjoy it as much as I used to. I used to really enjoy it. And part of it was getting the information, like just staying on top of so many different topics. Anyway, I know we're pressed for time, so we'll have this conversation that we have frequently another time.
Ha 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 ha!